Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why do you think it pulled this particular video?
Well, Facebook has made COVID-19 misinfo a real top priority for the company basically since January. And one of the reasons they've been a little bit more active on that kind of content versus other types of misinfo is because they feel that they can really point to good reasons to why things are inaccurate. They feel like they can say, they can look at the World Health Organization, they can look at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. and say these types of organizations give us a real solid footing to say that things are either true or false, where oftentimes in the world of politics, it's a lot harder to determine that distinction. So I think with health info in particular, not only is there a higher risk for harm, but they feel like they have a better grasp of what is actually true.
But who do you think's making that call? Do you think it's coming from the top, in the case of Facebook, from Zuckerberg?
I think if it impacts the president's account, I would be shocked if he at the very least wasn't aware that these decisions were being made. My guess is that he's not sitting around, doing this constantly day in and day out. They have whole teams of people that are meant to write and enforce these rules. But I think he's taken a bit more of a hands-on approach in the last year or so, just given the sensitivity of the election and, of course, the way that President Trump tends to use his social media account.
Yeah, so do you think these hearings are putting some pressure on him?
I think in this scenario, it was a rather easy one, right? I mean, you have all of the health organization very clearly saying that this could impact children, and you have the president saying the opposite. And so,
yeah.
I think for him, maybe there's a little pressure to do something because Facebook hasn't taken action on other posts from the president. But at the same time, I think this was a rather obvious one. I would have been more shocked if Facebook had let it go.
All right, let's touch on Silicon Valley, because we know the president's supporters have criticized Silicon Valley for trying to, well, they say, silence conservative voices. What do you think their reaction is to this decision?
Well, we know some of their reaction. The president's campaign tweeted last night that they thought that this was, typical bias. I heard the president this morning on another interview kind of saying the same thing. I mean, this kind of goes in a cycle, I feel like, every couple weeks now where, the president will cross a line on Facebook or Twitter, and the minute that the post is removed or limited in its distribution, you hear these cries of conservative bias. And so I don't anticipate that's going to slow down as we head towards the election and things get even more intense and every post is scrutinized even more heavily than it is now. But certainly this has been a rallying cry of sorts for conservative politicians, not just the president, but basically his followers and anyone in Congress as well.
Think it'll ease up, calm down, quiet down after the election?
No.
After the election?
No, I don't. I think that at this point that has become a pretty great platform for them to stand on and really kind of go after big tech. I would be shocked if it just disappears. I mean, maybe it'll slow down a little, but I don't think it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.